tune. Oh, beautiful. But we're moving onwards and upwards constantly. It's time for the Topset Lifestyle Beer of the Week this week. Not the wine of the week, it's the beer we're going to be looking at. Eamon is away, but Valencia is in the house with Brad O'Neill from Sugar Baron. This time we're not doing rum, oh no, we're doing beer. But you guys don't make the beer. You distribute it.
Correct.
So you know all about it, which is cool. Welcome to the show. And let's talk about it. It's an unusual name. Bomb Squad Lager and Bomb Squad Pilsner. Now, it's catchy. The cans are very catchy in terms of their design. But I suppose, ultimately, it's what's inside that counts. So, Brad, over to you, mate. What is Bomb Squad Lager all about?
Yes, hello, everyone. Good to be back again. Bomb Squad Lager, famous Malcolm Marks and Stephen Kitsoff behind the brand, together brewed by Saggy Stone down in the Cape and Robertson. And, of course, their beautiful, crystal clear mountain spring water. That makes a huge difference in the quality of their beers. So. Oh.
Okay, but clearly the name harks back to the internal workings of the Amaboko Boko.
Yeah.
Hey, true. I mean, there it is. They are the Bomb Squad, these guys.
The original Bomb Squad, correct.
And they have now lent their brand, if you like, to the beer. So there's obviously a collab, and rugby fans around the country will no doubt be looking to support their original Bomb Squad by drinking lots of the golden nectar. But the test will be ultimately what, as I say, is in the can. It is a can, no bottles.
Yes, it's can, made in draft can, so yeah, decent amount. But the big catch here is they've also made a beer, so not lacking on flavor, serious flavor, but low in calories, but low in alcohol as well, the lager. So it's a sessionable beer. You can drink quite a few of them and not feel the fix too much.
You know? Well, here is the tasting notes, shall we say? We're reverting to wine speak.
Yeah.
The bouquet and the tasting notes. Well, hey, it tastes of victory, being smooth and crisp with a light body. The floral hops skip and jump through subtle aromas of malt. The beer guards well with a mild bitterness that lingers in the mouth but never weighs you down. You get all the rugby parlance going through that, huh? Okay. So, you very kindly have poured a generous taster of this magnificent golden liquid. So, you know what? Ultimately,
although this isn't
television, it does have a gorgeous aroma. Yeah. I mean, I've got to tell you. It does. It smells.
It smells
lovely. What does it taste like? Let's have a slug. If it was TV, you would watch now the facial expressions. But trust me, we'll talk you through it. Here we go.
Lovely maltiness coming through.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
It didn't is quite a bomb the, squad.
Didn't quite get the taste. I have another sip. Oh yeah, as you say, you could enjoy an afternoon of friends and rugby and good things over a few of these Bomb Squad lagers, and I'm sure the Pilsner is just as delightful. And as you say, with a little kind of nod to the fact that one is looking for a somewhat lighter beer these days. You want something, particularly if you're health conscious, you want something with lower calories and lower alcohol. So that you can, I mean, look, the bottom line is you're not going to drink and drive anyway, because the law is very clear. You will be over the limit if you do, and then you will be in trouble. So the drink responsibly, that's always the ethos, but certainly to celebrate good times, and a beer is a very ubiquitous South African drink for social occasions of any description, but particularly when the boys are out on the field, as they will be shortly, and we need to show our support by getting behind them in all sorts of ways. So although the lads that we mentioned before, was it Malcolm Marks and Stephen Kitsoff?
Yeah.
Are they playing on Saturday?
Correct, yeah. It's an away game.
Okay, so they're not here in the country. They won't be able to share the joy with you personally, but you can kind of do it in spirit.
Yeah. And don't forget the 28th, then we've got a home game here. So
oh, yeah.
Looking forward to that too.
So just before we close the book on the Bomb Squad, what is it? Is it an I would imagine it's a premier beer. It's a delicious brew. What does it retail for?
Yeah, so 170 Rand here at Tops for a 4-pack.
Okay.
So it's just over $40 a can, but
it's a big can.
A big can.
It's a draft can.
Yeah, 500 ml.
Because it's draft beer. And it's unusual to find a draft that pours well out of the can. Most people will tell you, well, you know, it's better when you have a one of those magnificent draft machines and it comes out fresh and fabulous. But this is good. There is no hint of metal. Because sometimes that is the complaint, that you have a bit of a metallic taste from a can. No, not at all. I didn't detect that. So, celebration and cheers to friendship and beers. From the field to the stands, in your hands. I wonder who wrote that one. definitely wasn't Stephen Malcolm. But the marketing team, no doubt the guys from Sugar Baron, as led by Brad O'Neill, my very special guest. And Valencia, what do you say? Have you're not your beer isn't your thing, really, is it?
No, actually, beer is my favorite drink.
Oh, really?
Especially when the Springboks are playing, that's when I get to enjoy the beer. So I will definitely gonna try this Bomb Squad.
Okay. Now, when we do Wine of the Week, generally there is a tasting opportunity on a weekend, but not with the beer.
I'm sure. I think they are doing.
Oh, we are.
It's actually happening in our store at the moment.
But not this weekend.
And then tomorrow we've got another tasting from
so
1 till 5.
It's right now.
Yes, right now.
So if you're keen to try and you're in the vicinity, swing around to the Tops at Lifestyle Center and find the Bomb Squad team waiting for you, where they'll give you a taste of what we've been talking about. Tomorrow's another opportunity.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
What time?
From about 1 till 5.
So tomorrow afternoon, the weather's going to be like kind of this, you know, so you're not going to be tempted to rush away to the beach or anything like that. Make it a bit of a social turn. And if you do that, you'll stand a chance to win something quite lekker, which Valencia is going to tell us all about.
We're still running a competition inside the Tops where you have to purchase anything. You can buy your Bomb Squad beer, maybe like 4 to 5 packs, and stand a chance to win a nice cardboard where we keep it there in our store. Write your name at the back of the slip and put it in an entry box.
It's beautiful liquor cabinet worth, well, what is a huge amount of money? It's well over 20,000.
It's about 25,000, yeah. Yes.
Beautiful bespoke piece of furniture that is designed specifically to enhance the joy that there is in sharing good times with friends, with a good tipple. And by simply buying a couple of Bomb Squad lagers and all pilsners, you'll be eligible if you rack up over $350. That's the qualifier. And you write your name on the till slip. And hopefully we'll be announcing you are the winner. Yay! We've done it a few times. I'm looking forward to doing it again. So there it is, the beer of the week. If you just kind of tuned in and you missed the whole thing, it'll go up as a podcast shortly. You can find it. Go onto our website, lifeandstyle.co.za. Look for the radio section, look for the afternoon show, look for the podcast of the afternoon show, and you'll find there the beer of the week. You'll see the lovely Valencia and the very good-looking Brad O'Neill, and I won't be in the photograph to spoil it, but you'll also hear the conversation in full. So thanks to Brad, thanks to Valencia, and thanks to you for listening, and we'll catch up again with the Wine of the Week in a week's time.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
And the show continues.